Thanks so much for joining the program.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Let's start with the obvious. Not cool, dude, for kicking our tail last year up and down the field.
Best quarterback in Death Valley last year?
Yeah, like him and Mensah put on a show. And with Angeli, with you, it was like one player. Like I know your teammates balled out and, you know, they went crazy as well. But some of the throws that you were able to make really impressed everybody. And you guys got a big-time win. I want to ask you about a specific moment of the game. Clemson was down 10-0 before the Tigers ever touched the football because of that surprise onside kick. Was that planned throughout the course of the week from you guys, or was that kind of an in-the-moment type of decision from Coach Brown?
That's Coach Fran's. I think that's a Coach Fran question. That's kind of up to him, and, you know, I can't give away too much, but a pretty cool moment for us to have kind of get that going, get up early.
He did smile a little bit when he said it, though. Okay. You know, I just want to say, what's it like playing for Fran Brown? We had him on a couple years ago, and he's one of our favorite dudes.
He's the absolute man. You know, I'm from Jersey as well. I'm from North Jersey. Fran's from South Jersey, but I've known Fran ever since I was in middle school. So, been a lot of years that I've known Coach, and, you know, finally when I had the chance to come over and play for him, it's been awesome. He's honestly one of the best people I've met, extremely authentic, as you guys probably know, and that's the best thing about him. You know, he's not going to lie to you. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to tell you the truth every time, and you got to respect him for it. You know, sometimes you might not like it, but, you know, as you kind of move down throughout, you know, the days throughout your life and kind of throughout the season, you think back to times of things he said to you and you really appreciate, you know, his authenticity and really just how much he cares. You know, when I went down and he called me every day and he was with me every day talking, just, you know, he's an unbelievable. I can't say enough about him. I love that man.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about going down in Death Valley, and it really felt like you were in the flow state. You played well against Tennessee, and obviously you guys, you know, gave up a lot of points and couldn't get the win in that one, but you rattled off three straight wins. You played well. It felt like the offense was clicking. And then obviously Syracuse had had a ton of success the year prior in year one under Coach Brown. It felt like that trajectory was just going upward and upward, and you guys were really building some momentum, and then you go down. How have you dealt with that? I mean, it's got to take a lot of mental fortitude to be able to get back full strength in the position you are today.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, looking back 9-10 months now, you know, there's times in my rehab where I'm like, man, that was a dark day. That was a dark time. And then there's kind of milestones you hit throughout the way where, you know, you kind of feel good. You kind of feel like you're trending in the right direction. And the biggest thing for me is the people that are around me, everyone at Syracuse, you know, my family back in Jersey, my friends. You know, it really takes a village to kind of get me to the point of where I am now. So it's been an unbelievable journey. You know, kind of when it first happened, you look at it and you're like, man, I got a long ways to go. And, you know, when you're kind of standing here now, looking back, feeling healthy, feeling good, ready to go, you're like, I really appreciate everything I went through because it gave me an opportunity to kind of sit back, look at things through a different light, you know, build better connections with some of my teammates, some of the people in the building, some of the people in the community, and really learn to appreciate, you know, the game of football and the time you have on the field, because for me, it was taken in an instant.
Interesting from Steve Angeli, quarterback of Syracuse. Do you feel strong? Like physically, how do you, and then mentally, maybe do you feel stronger? Like what has the rehab process done for you in both of those realms?
Yeah, I think it's really either, you know, you're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. You could either let it affect you for the long term, come out worse, or you can, you know, let it affect you positively and come out better. And I think I took everything the right way, and, you know, really just a credit to the people around me, Coach Fran, our training staff, our strength staff, you know, everyone that's been involved throughout my rehab process. I feel like I've come back, one, mentally extremely way stronger, and two, physically stronger, you know, being able to kind of take the extra time, focus on upper body a little bit more, get stronger there, then getting back under my legs and being able to go. I think, you know, I've had the time to kind of really reinvent myself physically, and then definitely mentally it takes a toll and find a way to grind through it, but, you know, it's kind of, looking back at it now, I'm like, man, it's fun to kind of go through that gritty time and really get through it.
I want to ask you about the decision to transfer to Syracuse originally. Obviously, highly touted recruit. You're at Notre Dame for 2 years, some really good teams. And then the opportunity paves its way for you to be in that competition, to be the starter at Syracuse. How did you arrive at that decision, and how important was your relationship with Coach Brown as a part of that decision?
Yeah, it was extremely important. You know, like I said, I've known Coach for a while. And, you know, when I had the opportunity to join Syracuse and come on, it just felt right for me. It felt right for my family. From New Jersey, you know, it's kind of not too far away, and you know, I felt very comfortable. I trusted Coach, I trusted his vision, and, you know, all I asked for was just an opportunity, and that's what he gave me. And, you know, everything else was kind of on me to kind of go out there, compete, and you know, earn my way.
We were talking about, you mentioned it before we even turned the mics on here, about like prayer during this and maybe some spiritual development. And that, a lot of guys talk about that when you have a big injury. Like, it, you just get a very introspective. I'm curious, how have you developed as a leader, maybe like beyond football, as a person, through having to go through a really hard thing is different from what you've had to go through as a football player?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you learn through, I think experience is the greatest teacher. You know, when you go through trials and tribulations, you kind of gain little things from it. You gain certain experiences. And, you know, I've kind of been through, you know, everyone's been through things in their life, you know, whether it be social, family, whatever it may be. And you kind of learn through that. And everyone has their own little stories from there. But for me personally, I didn't have a kind of physical thing that kind of, you know, inhibited my ability to play football. So once that came about, you know, it kind of just adds more fuel to my fire, adds a little more to my story. And, you know, my biggest thing with injuries and stuff now is just trying to help other guys that, you know, are going through the same thing and be someone there, because I have people there for me to kind of be able to talk to, ask questions. And, you know, you really just take a step back and you just look in the mirror, and it really gives you an opportunity to say, hey, like, what did I do wrong? What could I do better? And, you know, the biggest thing as a leader is, you know, being able to speak on your own experience, being able to speak about things that have gone on for you and kind of relate it to, you know, maybe younger guys, older guys. It doesn't matter. I'm a firm believer that, you know, you can learn from every experience, learn from anybody.
Steve, I want to ask you if you're a gamer. You play the college football video game at all?
I don't.
You don't?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you take any issues with your ratings / have you seen your ratings in the
game? I don't.
Do you want to see it?
Whatever. It doesn't matter to
okay.
me.
Okay. I mean,
we got 80, your stats
it's
right.
81 overall. Okay. And I got to be honest, man, a lot of the passing stuff's really good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I watched you. You know, I know you're coming off the injury, but I thought you're a little more mobile than the game gives you credit for, you know?
Is what it is.
Anything stand out to you right here? I mean, it's a lot to look at. It's a lot to take in.
Gave me 81 speed. I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Get that stamina, toughness. Toughness has got to be up there a little bit more. I think I could.
What's it at?
84?
84?
Yeah, I got to be able to get that up a little bit.
So not very a gamer good. Is what we're learning about.
All right, the highest ability, okay, is what if you had to pick, like what's your number one ability as a quarterback?
I would think the mental side of the game for me. I think my processing, I think I can process information pretty fast, being able to kind of read coverage, read defenses, and, you know, solve problems that are presented.
All right, your awareness is 87, so that's up there. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The number one thing on here is short accuracy, which honestly I think is an underrated portion of the game. Like, poor short accuracy. I played with a quarterback with poor short accuracy. That is a really frustrating experience. So we got you at 90 in the short accuracy game.
There you go. That's pretty good.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, that's good.
Talk a little bit about, you know, the mental side of playing quarterback and all the responsibility that comes with, from checking protections at the line of scrimmage to being responsible for everyone's alignment. How has that process been since the transfer and getting to work with Jeff Nixon, who's very highly regarded in the industry?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, when I first came in, being able to kind of get with Coach Nixon, learn the offense, you know, I've gone on year five now playing college football. You kind of have a foundation of offense, foundation of philosophy, and you know, you're able to kind of translate some of those concepts, some of the things that you're doing, and just really learn the terms of what we're trying to do, how we're trying to read it. So getting with Coach Nixon, being able to kind of understand how we do it at Syracuse, applying my prior knowledge, it kind of sped up the process for me, where I was able to kind of get it pretty quick, start playing, start executing it the right way. And really all comes down to preparation. I think you're just as good as you prepare, and when you prepare the right way, you put yourself on the best chance to have success on Saturdays, and, you know, honestly, just being able to put your team in the best position to win.
There is a lot of in and out on your roster offensively. Like, I'm looking at, okay, who's he handing the ball to, who's he throwing it to? And it's mostly new guys. How would you compare and contrast the skill sets and the types of guys that you're going to be distributing the ball to what you maybe had last year with some of the guys that we got to know over time?
Yeah, we had a lot of talent last year, a lot of guys, and, you know, a lot of guys moved on to different situations or to the draft or whatever it may be, and, you know, couldn't be more happier for those guys. You know, still have great relationships with them, and guys you brought in now are, you know, very talented. You know, we have a great receiving core, probably one of the deeper receiving cores I've ever played with in my college career, which is awesome to have. And then from a running back standpoint, you know, great players that we have in that room. Offensive line is looking great. I think it's really just overall is meshing as a team with chemistry and stuff like that, being able to kind of get to know those guys on a personal level, and then really just putting in the reps. I think really fall camp's the time when you get an opportunity to go out there, put the different reps in, see what you're good at, see what you guys can do, and really figure it out from there.
For sure. Steve Angeli, starting quarterback for the Syracuse Orange. Best of luck this year. We're so happy you're healthy, dude, seriously, and wishing you nothing but the best. Really enjoyed watching you play outside of kicking our tail last year.
Thanks, guys.
That's
appreciate
right.
it.
You know what? I even enjoyed watching. I enjoyed it in person. It was lovely.
It was a show. It was a show for sure. Steve Angeli, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having me.